And then don't you guys also, when you talk about, well, 5 years or what kill off is, isn't a part of the whole development? Aren't all the tenants paying, some of the money goes for the landscaping, so you always have a fund there to, a maintenance fund to pay for future things? So when they dump in hundreds of thousands of landscaping, and yeah, maybe something dies off in 3 or 4 years. Millions of dollars of landscaping. Millions. I apologize for being under by hundreds of thousands or millions. So when stuff does die, which it will, they've created a fund to replace it. Why would they want a $160 million development to look run down? They don't. So we need to, you know, and when it talks about these conditions to give them a building permit, these are our conditions. We can just say, and if we have to do it at the council or a special meeting, let them give them the damn permit. Let them build. We'll figure this stuff out. The delays, some of them, we've put on them.
So, Alderman, just to pile on a little bit. So our landscape architect, who is, he's overboard in Greg's words, so he designed a plan that was, I want to say, $2.5 million of landscape plan. And still did not meet UDO standards. So we said, okay, well, what if we just adopted UDO standards and we planted the stuff that we don't love, the square-shaped shrubs, the suburban, you know, everything looks the same way. It's what, 1.5, 1.6?
1.5 with the mitigation, 1.3 without the 200 grand mitigation.
So that's part of why, first off, he's overspending, and we got to control him, but, you know, we think that that's just fundamentally broken. And I think it's a mixed use development. It's a big district, and we think the UDO standards, and that's why we're asking for the exemption, is just it kind of works against us. We can't even, you know, not only can we not afford the 2.5 that he planted, but even if we did that, which would be absolutely beautiful, it'd be like botanical gardens beautiful, we still would not meet UDO standards, which is crazy.
Well, let's remember we're going a little off what we got to take care of tonight.
That's yeah, no, I'm just reacting to.
Well, no, because this is reality here.
Well,
everything costs more to do business in Franklin, and you know you've been Mr. Mayor for 4 years. You know, Mr. Economic Development, Mr. But you never changed any of this stuff. None of it for all these years. I mean, you were the one that wanted let's get rid of the UDO. You've been in that chair for 4 years. Get rid of it. And the Natural Resource Protection. Get rid of that stuff.
Okay.
I'll support it.
Let's get back under control here.
All right, let's do something here. Let's move.
Alderman Nelson asked for the floor, and then we'll move forward.
Just one thing. If you were to, you know, we're talking just, this is like real quick. If it's going to be at Ware, okay, now granted you make contact with Ware, the person who heads that is Deb McCray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Deb McCray heads Ware. However, Milwaukee County Parks oversees it and operates it.
Mm-hmm.
She's just the head person there. So if you were to get nowhere with her, okay, please call and ask for Director Guy Smith at Parks Administration at 414-257-6100.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find all your answers.
Well, so okay. Without...
That's it.
Wait.
That was me.
Wait.
Which is what I said.
Homer, right? Says, Mayor, City of Franklin. All of you guys, you six, work for City of Franklin. Why would we send money to Milwaukee County when we could use it here?
Well, then you, listen, put on the streets.
Steve, interrupt me.
So what? I'm saying put it in the streets.
That's
okay.
The
and then give them their building permit if it takes longer to do that.
Yep.
Give me that. I'll deal with it. Seriously. Give it to me.
So thank you, Alderman Nelson. Thank you, Alderman Wilhelm. But if we're going to write a check, let's write a check to us.
Right, that's fine.
Okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay, so Nick, outline the issues for us. We'll knock them down one at a time.
Mayor, can I reply real quickly to that statement? Just
sure.
We're agnostic. I agree with you personally. I'm putting it in Franklin. The issue with county right now is they actually built a flyer that says we can't take new projects, new conversations. So essentially, County Parks is shut down right now. Because they don't have a parks director.
That's right. Well, I didn't like Jim Sullivan, so I'm happy with that vote.
But I'm just saying that's a real issue, and I think maybe that's why we're sitting here, and then maybe that's why they're not responding, is because you don't have a parks director and nobody can do anything over there.
Okay. Nick?
So issue number one, and the first
one microphone.
Yes, sir.
Listed would be the staff recommendation that the mitigation area along South 76th Street be removed and a new location found for that mitigation, and that recommendation is to open up that space for additional plantings.
And would staff recommend that that be trees throughout the city of Franklin?
I think that wording, it does not say it's whether it's on-site or off-site.
But that would be good.
So, yes.
Add that wording.
So is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
No, wait a minute. Let's wait. Stop. You guys.
We're movers.
I appreciate moving forward, but let's do it right, okay? Alderman Mayer.
I would like to add to that just so that it doesn't sacrifice any of the on-site landscaping or any of the landscaping in the berm, which still has to come before us,
right.
Still has to be approved, and in the agreement, it has to be maintained. So to the, I forget
correct.
what the wording is that we put into it. So I'll go along with that as long as it doesn't sacrifice those things.
That's the part of the motion.
So this is motion number
one.
Motion number one with the with the added language for city department review and approval to be used for city of Franklin tree replacement. Is that?
Yeah, that's motion? My motion.
And who seconded it?
I did.
Is that your second?
Yeah.
Alderman Will.
I just want Alderman Mayor to be comfortable with what the berm is going to get. So it was going to be densely planted with more wildlife mitigation, and now it's going to possibly turn into landscape mitigation instead.
That berm is packed with more stuff.
Okay. As long as he's happy with it, that's...
Well, I think it reflects...
Because there is a little bit of difference on how a natural area mitigation would look versus a landscape, and I don't care either one. I really don't.
Well,
I'm not, but
the
I want him.
Desires of the,
as long as it does and he's happy, I can live with it. That's all.
Alderman Dandrea.
I just had one additional input. I want to make sure that it is not so densely populated that you have cannibalization of your plantings, where you're going to kill off your existing foliage and plantings, because otherwise you've got dead trees. You know, the survival of the fittest.
We think that's the path we're going down now, trying to meet the UDO standards. That's
sure.
Why we're coming back and asking for reduction, so we can plan the way it should be done properly and not overkill it, trying to meet a number of trees.
And all this is going to come before plan and then back to council anyways.
While we work this out, it doesn't hold up additional.
Okay.
Okay. Have we killed it?
Killed it.
It was a long night.
We'll take care of you, Dan. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Nick?
The second motion listed on the council action sheet would allow for a personal guarantee in lieu of a letter of credit recommended by staff. So if that motion, if the council is in favor of the personal guarantee, then that motion
so
should
moved.
Be made.
Personal
second.
Guarantee.
Alderman Nelson seconds. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And then we want to move the place on file. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Ms. Nick. Thanks, guys. Item G3, page 65, concept review for proposed revision of the preliminary plat for Oakwood at Ryan Creek. We all know this is Newman Companies. Nick?
Newman Developments submitted the concept review application. They're asking for consideration to remove an area that was reserved for future commercial development on their Oakwood at Ryan Creek preliminary plat. It's in the this would be the southeast corner of the development. They'd like to move a stormwater pond in the area where they had future commercial and then add three lots to the plat.
Can you point out where the three lots are? Actually, we'd like to see the previous and then the current. Please.
And give us where the roads are, the boundaries. I mean,
76.
This
on the
is
bottom.
The.
Okay, 76.
Yeah, this is current.
76 on the bottom.
So 76, and then Oakwood.
All right.
Talking this area here, where the staff recommended, and commercial. At the time of preliminary plat was looking at commercial, and the new. Plan has three. Where are the three? So they're showing three. Yeah, these three lots here.
So the net is added those three lots and took the commercial, made it the retention basin, and then lost the rest of the retention basin elsewhere. Right?
That's correct.
Alderman Mayor.
And why was this done?
Well, for a couple reasons.
Do we have your name and address?
So my name's Steve DiClina.
No, but in their plan.
And I'm with Newman Developments. There's a couple reasons for it. Number one, we're struggling to find any demand for the commercial development in this corner right now, and I don't really see any demand in the next couple decades. This is out in the country. There's a lot of commercial area to the north of this that's currently not getting built up. So we're just not feeling that there's any demand. We have made some calls. That's a big piece of it. The other piece, quite frankly, is I need the three lots. I'm struggling with financial feasibility for the project. I'm spending a lot of money to get water there, and I'm a bit of a pioneer. So I really need the three lots to make this go, and it seems like a flat practical change.
Sidewalks in this subdivision?
Yes. And some walking paths. So a lot of connectivity.
I thought I recalled that, just making sure.
So I'm looking for preliminary feedback, and I'm looking for opinions. Just
so,
Alderman Taylor. Dan, you're done, right?
I'm done.
Alderman Taylor.
So where was the stormwater was? Where was it before you put it on?
So the stormwater pond was just to the north of what was the commercial lot on the southeast corner.
And now it's going to be right on Oakwood Road?
Yeah, so the stormwater facility was here.
Yeah.
And then this was a commercial pad. And so we moved the stormwater to this.
I'm not going to support stormwater sitting there on the mill on Oakwood and 76. And we have that. Where do we have that in your district, Krista? On Rawson? Yeah, that's. Yeah. Commercial may take a long time. And you know, we do have the whole area up on 76 and Ryan. So I can see, you know, I understand that aspect, I guess. I'm not going to support water sitting right there, a stormwater pond. I don't like what I'm thinking about when the one that is on, even though it was part of the 76th Street project, that ugly one on 76 and Drexel, that's huge. I don't want to see that. So figure out where else to put it. Build houses there if you want to. But
huge and square.
Yeah, no, not for me.
Alderman Willow.
I think if you're looking for some other incentives here, that this is not the one I'm going to negotiate on. You're asking the community to give away taxable commercial property to put a stormwater basin there. That's just, and I understand what you're saying, you don't see it in the future, but they all said that about Rawson Avenue when it was a two-lane road. It's never going to get wide, and now it's six lanes wide, and what do we have sitting on it? A stormwater pond, a bunch of residential homes on our most busiest road we have in Franklin. Really poor planning. We got to look further out. And 76th Street is a really busy street. In the future, it's
76th Street down in this section is really not very healthy.
No,
neither,
it's not.
Neither was Rawson Avenue at one point. When I moved here, the population was 13,000. And that road was two lanes, and there wasn't even the stoplights on it that there is now. And now look at it. And we goofed up on that every step of the way because we wanted to be friendly and give things away. Stormwater basin on a major road? No. Some other incentives, something else we can do to help you out? Get creative. Maybe get with our new economic development director to get creative on some other way to help your project. But if you're that tight with three lots on this, all the lots you've got in this whole thing?
Well, we're facing a lot of obstacles on this site. And like I said, we're bringing water down here. We're spending $500,000 to bring water down to this site. In doing so, we're opening up this whole area for development. I've also got a situation.
And another point you just made, you're opening up this whole area for development. Right. So that means that lot in the future could be further.
Let's go back to the way this is supposed to work.
All right.
I call on someone. They talk to me. And then I call on someone else. So,
right. I made my point. I don't have anything else to say. I will not support it.
Mr. DeClean.
So if we could get the support from the council for this, it would involve a comp plan amendment. It would involve a rezoning, and then it would come back for a preliminary plan.
Alderman
Taylor. I was going to say, speaking of roads and that, if you just look at what right by the Ball Diamonds on 76th Street, it goes down from four lanes to two lanes. Well, eventually, you know, the county will come through and do it four lanes all the way to county line. I mean, we put in Ryan Creek Interceptor back in 2010, right, 2012, in that period of time, to develop the whole southwest corner. So the reason why you're even, you know, you have sewer is because we put that through. So we expect that all to develop. You know, what's the target population in the city going to be, 45,000, 50,000, something like that? And we're at 36, so add another, you know, 15,000 people, mainly in that southwest corner. So you can't just, well, it's never going to. So no on the retention pond for me.
Steve?
Yeah. I hear you, but the property did sit on the market for a long
time. Mr. DeClean. Yeah.
That's great.
You now have the floor.
Sorry. The property did sit on the market for a long time, and people struggled to make it work. And I'm struggling with the same thing.
I have a property.
So let me try to. Let's do Alderman Nelson first.
Well, first of all, I just want to remind everyone that it was because of you and your company that was able to get the water and sewer, which saved a lot of special assessments and a lot of our neighbors a lot of money, saved their properties, number one. Two, I, you know, obviously as a lifelong resident, this area, if you took a photograph every 10 years, hasn't changed, 100 years. So now, with that being said, I understand the concerns of the basin, okay? I do not agree with the fact that, okay, we can have this grandiose thing that's going to be, if 76 and Ryan hasn't developed and there's no plans of really going anything going on there, how is it going to develop something south of there? Okay, this is a debatable thing, back and forth, all sorts of things. This project, I believe, needs to move forward with a residential aspect and non-commercial. Okay, if there's a way in which something can be moved around there to possibly appease, I'll use that term, the resistance for where that is located, I don't know. But I for sure cannot see holding up this or waiting for that pie in the sky part to happen. One thing I like to draw attention to, because you mentioned my favorite pizza place in the whole world, Michelangelo's, and how successful they are in the middle of, I mean, that was a, Dan probably remembers this, Dan Mayer, I mean, that was a old candy store that was just a building in the middle of a residential area. It was an established pizza place since 1981, so it wasn't like they were just coming out of the sky and landing. They were on Highway 136 from inception, then moved out there, took over that building, and yes, they are in that area, and that is a, you know, whatever. But if there's a way that you can possibly do something with this, I don't know, but I support moving to the residential. So I have.
Okay, so that's a good segue to what I wanted to do here, and which is try to tamp all of this down, save our relationship with Mr. DeClean, and come out with something that we can all be proud of. But before I do that, Alderman Barber.
I understand the developer's concern on this, and I don't know how we can ask him to hang
Mike,
on the property.
Yeah.
Talk to your mic.
Use your mic.
Talk to your mic.
Mike.
I don't see how we can ask a developer to hang on to property that he doesn't seem to be able to, or have confidence that he's going to be able to get or gain any revenue from. That's my main concern. I agree with Alderman John here about the fact that if there are some alternatives, we should look at that rather than putting the pond right on the Oakwood. So I'm in favor of some maybe altercation to that, but keeping it either residential or, if you can develop commercial, go with that.
Alderman Mayor.
I agree with the 76 and Drexel. Waterland, it's very unattractive. I can't picture the one on Rawson. I must be drawing a blank, but there's ways to do this that are more attractive than other ways. And if it's just a pure water drainage ditch kind of thing, that's not going to be attractive. But if you put some plantings around the berm or something around it, and I agree with Alderman Nelson, is there an option that you could slide it over or something? He didn't say that specifically, but is there a way you could slide it over and still preserve the three lots or something to go along with Alderman Taylor to get it off of the corner? I would go along with that too. But yeah, overall, I'm not too concerned about it.
Let me do my thing. So you and I have talked on a number of occasions about this, and I think I've been pretty clear. I don't support moving it away from commercial. And with all due respect, Alderman Nelson, we have a planning staff whose job it is to try to look 10 or 15 years down the road so that we don't have disjointed development and development that causes us problems in the future. Their recommendation on commercial on that corner is a forward-thinking requirement that will never sit well with a developer, ever, because we're all realistic up here. That's not going to develop for 10 years, at least, unless some of us pull a miracle out. So, yes, there's a cost to Mr. DeClean for doing that. So I think what I've heard from all of you is, let's understand what that cost is, and maybe we can find a way to help, but putting a detention basin there isn't the way to do it. My suggestion is, Mr. DeClean works with staff. Nick has heard this conversation. Let's find something else. My suggestion is, if we're using round numbers, I would guess that you're looking for about $400K. You know, three lots, 100 and a quarter apiece at least.
That's the math.
It's not hard math, you know. So I look at things like the value of the trail on the north side that doesn't connect anywhere. Now, that's a planning function, but is that something that can happen in the future? I don't know, but what's it cost today? Does it cost $400,000 today? Seems like an easy fix to me. Sorry, Dan, but sidewalks? You know, do we need them everywhere? Let's look at that. Let's look at things that don't cause delays for the development by having to do rezoning and replatting, or maybe just replatting, you know, do we give on the lot sizes? Squeeze a couple extra lots out of what's currently platted. So my suggestion is refer this back to staff. But Alderman Mayor, just, well, Alderman Wilhelm had her hand up.
Okay. So
well, you made the points. I'm ready to make the motion, but he needs to speak.
Alderman Mayor.
Just want to point out that those things that you suggested are not before us tonight.
Correct. But I wanted to offer you guys what's going through my head so you understand what I would look to for solutions.
And I get that, but we're asked about this thing tonight.
We're not voting on anything. This is a concept review. This is just a concept review.
Right.
They're getting our feedback. So the reality is the mayor is giving some suggestions on how maybe they can solve their problem without getting rid of the commercial and not putting a water retention basin right in the 76 and Oakwood, because if you come with the 76 and Oakwood retention, you know where I'm going to stand. And I think you've heard at least from one, at least. So I think.
I don't know that we need a motion. Mm-hmm. You can
okay.
If you want.
No, that's fine. Staff understands the direction. I think it's to come
developer
back
heard.
With alternatives.
Mr. DeClean?
Wait.
Alderman Dandria.
I understand your argument. I know that there's not any rooftops to the south. Okay, and Raymond isn't going to develop anywhere close to us at this point. But as soon as you bring water down there, is Raymond going to think it's more attractive to start looking at some kind of improvement on the other side of the street? These are all a roll of the dice, and we don't know what's going to happen there. I think there's
that's still Franklin.
There were some good. Is that still Franklin?
County line is
a mile.
Oh,
yeah.
For a mile. Oh, so then we don't have. I mean, I know where the commercial development is going to go, and I know that we've got it pegged on 76th and Ryan. I also know that we need development and rooftops. What you're and the concept that you're bringing, along with the other concept that is already started with the twin dominiums. I am supportive of the project, but I think that maybe there's a resolution here of some give and take that might be able to make this thing work a little bit differently. Otherwise, make a damn nice-looking water retention pond.
I was going to say there's other things. I mean, I think Fulton's going to look very nice.
Then you pay to maintain it.
Yeah, the HOA
don't kid a kidder.
The HOA is
the city's not going to maintain it.
And I don't do it perpetually, but an HOA does. And it can be a nice feature.
Sure.
We all know right. about the HOA.
So we're turning this back to staff.
Great.
To work it out. Thank you.
Thank you.
G4 is an update on Rossenholm Drainage Water Main Relay Project, Mr. Morrow. Unless you're going to move the table. Clint.
As was discussed earlier in citizens' comment period, this project has been around for a while, so what I'm here tonight is give a requested project update. For the most part, it was illustrated very nicely by Ms. Leto. Original project, we had MMSD basically said they wouldn't give us a traditional storm sewer project, but we came up with a solution that basically it would have kept the dishes the exact same, but the whole purpose, it would have dried it out, and all that water would have went to a biofilter. It would have cleaned it up further and then discharge. Through the process, our consultant met with MMSD and was able to convince them to what I consider upgraded a little bit, quite a bit actually. So it gets rid of the ditches basically, gets rid of everybody's driveway culverts, and then there'd be a small drainage inlet structure in the middle of each yard, but they basically have much flatter yards than what was proposed earlier. So MMSD... We've talked to them about the bidding process, and later on tonight we'll talk about the bidding and some of the financing part of that goes. But to jump ahead, a spoiler alert, the bids came in high, as we talked a little bit about at last meeting, and so we're going to propose that we reject all bids. And MMSD has assured us that the financing is there. Matter of fact, the longer we wait, those funds can accumulate a little bit, and we may have more funds to play with if it spills over to next year. But that's the process.
I don't know though.
Okay. I only have two things on this one. And one of them, I had constituents contact me that the notice was too short for them to be able to attend. The motion was made 16 days before the letter went out, even only allowing residents notice about 3 or 4 days, depending on if they opened the mail. So I was a little disappointed. Once again, had I known, I could have done that by myself. Given the fact that there is concern, and one of my constituents brought up the MMSD funding, and Glenn has just said that there is some MMSD commitment, my motion would be, it sounds like we're already here, so it should be a very simple motion to support, direct staff to request a funding status commitment from MMSD and verify any additional available project funding. And so we're short of the project.
Second. Discussion. Alderman Barber. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 on page 77, recommendation to reject all bidders for the water main project.